That means it's time for a school update here on KCSI KOAK Radio. Tune in each weekday morning at 6:15 a.m. as we visit with schools from throughout the Country Sunshine listening area.
Back in the classroom, open your... Good morning, Sunshine Country, and we are going to have the opportunity and pleasure this morning to visit with the East Mills Community School District with us this morning now. Sally Stokes, business teacher, FBLA advisor, and whatever else needs to take place. Talk to Sally. How are you, Sally?
I'm great, Aaron. It's so good to be here.
It's nice to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you.
Things are going well. You got some cool stuff going on here.
Thanks,
and
yeah.
And you brought with you Xander Peterite.
Hello.
How did I do, Xander?
Great.
What year are you in school, Xander?
I'm a junior.
Who are your parents?
John and Michelle Peterite.
So you, obviously, we're getting ready to talk about some of cool, this is new, right?
Brand new.
New store that you're launching with the East Mills School.
Mm-hmm.
Other activities you participate in or what, Xander?
I'm in FBLA, SCCLA, track. Golf season's coming up.
You like golf? How's the golf game?
Never played.
Okay.
First year.
I love it.
I love that.
I love it. Absolutely. So you're a junior. You have a little bit of time to think about it. Mm-hmm. What are you doing after high school? Do you know?
I think I'm either going to college for finance related or I want to go into the Air Force.
Okay. Solid choice either way. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, so Sally, let's talk about what we have. So you brought in, you came, this may be a first for me, honestly.
Oh.
You walk in with like a whole rack of clothes coming in here.
We're prepared.
So what are we doing? Tell me what this is.
So East Mills School District report card that all school districts get,
yep,
based on things that they offer, things that they have, was not where we wanted it to be because we need more student-ran and student-based opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So I found that out through the CTE, which is Career Technical Education Program.
Yeah.
And said, well, I know quite a bit about entrepreneurship and owning and running businesses, mm-hmm, and thought, well, if I know a lot about it, why don't I think, you know, about a clothing store? Because East Mills does not have their own clothing store.
Right.
They have never had anybody, you know, make clothing for East Mills, do anything with that other than just, you know, mom and pop shops. Or as an athletic department, we go through a lot of different vendors all the time. So as a coach, I could pick if I want to go through BSN, which is a major national, you know, corporation, or somebody local. We could just kind of pick and choose who we wanted in each,
yeah,
department. And I thought it'd be really nice if we were able to hone that in and do that all ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we make more money.
Sure.
You know, when you go through large major corporations like BSN, you make $3 a shirt.
Right. This way, you're in charge of
it. Yes. And so I partnered with the East Mills Area Youth Sports, which is EMAZE.
Okay.
And they graciously accepted and said, okay, we will help be the back end and kind of the place where we run the money,
mm-hmm,
and all that stuff through, because you got to be careful in schools.
Yes, yes.
And so EMAZE is our you know, house, we'll call it, that,
yeah,
we go through. And they've just been phenomenal with allowing all of this, because they know then anytime they need uniforms, they're going to get them at an extremely good price.
Yeah.
And then we can offer this to our district.
So you thought, this is something we can do. We can do that.
We can do that.
Which is a great attitude. I love that attitude. So this is your business class,
yeah,
that has put this whole thing together.
Mm-hmm.
So, Xander, I want you to tell me your role in what we have going on here. What have you been working on with this?
As of currently, I have been working on designing the website and getting it up and running.
Mm-hmm. The website, can we announce that?
We can. It doesn't have all our designs on it until Thursday.
Just keep in mind,
yes,
that this is just launched and it's still under construction, we could say.
Correct.
Okay, so tell me, so what is it, Xander?
So it's going to be clawmarkclothing.com.
Uh-huh. Okay. So go Google that right quick and go look at it. Clawmarkclothing.com. And so tell me about, you're putting that together, right? You've been,
yep,
building the website.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the business, everyone involved in the class working on this, or is just Xander putting this together?
Right now, just Xander's doing the,
okay,
website. But there have been other people in the class that, yep, are designing the items. So,
yep,
when you look at the website, the shirts, you know, those kinds of things are the item design.
So you're designing, you put these, so here's the idea. FB, or the business class, mm-hmm. we can do this. We're going to start our own clothing apparel store.
Yep.
ClawmarkClothing.com.
Mm-hmm.
You design the website. Mm-hmm. Your students have designed the website,
yes.
designing the website, mm-hmm. and the clothing.
All of it. Stock.
Everything. And they're yep. and they'll conduct, I mean, the whole business into that, too. They'll be running that as well as far
start
as.
Start to finish. The accounting. All of it.
Okay. That's awesome.
I know.
I mean, that's like real world practical application of what we need to be teaching people, I think.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with you because I don't really like to call myself like a teacher in some ways, just because I've been in the business world for 20 plus years and yep. now I teach about that and yep. I talk to the kids all the time about that. So
you have several shirts here.
Yeah.
So what all, so tell me the product line is what? What all will, I mean, obviously t-shirts, but the product line, there are more, there's more to the product line. What else do we have, Xander?
We have onesies, infinite clothes, sweatshirts.
Hold that up there, Sally.
Quarters.
So if someone will go to our website, kcsifm.com, you have a great example they can click on. Look, this is the
yeah.
onesie. Let me see that. Okay. So you have onesies. So
yeah.
What else do we have? Hold some of those up there if you would.
Go first.
Tell me what we have, Xander.
Yeah.
So you have onesies. Look at that.
This track shirt.
Yep. All the designs are original too, by the way, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. That is very important that we do yes. not steal from others. Yeah.
Kind of golf.
Nice. It's like a golf shirt. It has East Mills Wolverine golf on
yeah.
it. Very nice.
Okay.
Like a polo style.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We have a basketball shirt. You know, it's not basketball season anymore.
Right. But yeah, but you
we
have, I
still
mean,
offer.
An idea of what you're carrying there. You
mm-hmm.
bet.
Okay.
And so here we now, and so those are t-shirts, but now
mm-hmm.
you have a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Softball sweater. Softball
yep.
season's coming up.
You betcha. Okay. Again, all original designs by the students in the class.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what else do we have, Xander, there?
Another baseball shirt.
Okay. So softball and baseball. We're mm-hmm. covering all the sports. We have golf, softball, baseball, original design for everything. That's
mm-hmm.
nice. I like that. I would
like
wear that.
That
shirt.
Okay.
We have this retro East Mills sweater.
Okay, so this is super cool.
Thank
I love the retro look with
yeah.
the East Mills. I mean, they're very cool. So,
yeah.
All right.
Well, something different there.
Another golf t-shirt. And you have all sizes, it looks like, to me as well.
Yep.
So the another golf shirt.
We go up to 4XL.
Okay.
And everything, yeah.
A man size shirt.
There you go.
So, wait a second. Now, this is a golf t-shirt,
mm-hmm.
not the polo.
Right.
Which is available. Okay.
So you can get any of our designs on anything that makes sense. Obviously,
yeah.
you wouldn't want to put something this big on a quarter zip.
Right.
But we offer these quarter zips as well.
Like you have on.
That I have on now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Very nice.
This is kind of a mommy and me or, you know, thing that the kids designed. This is like all hand drawn.
Oh, look at that.
And so.
Absolutely.
You can do something.
So you
like
have
that.
Like a sweatshirt and then like a smaller. So what you have, if people would look online, they would see the pink, which would be for like a younger person, obviously, a youth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
And?
This is a crop style, although, you know, you got to be careful in school what you wear. But
yeah, yeah.
it is a longer crop style that we offer.
Look at that. It's got
back.
The nice logo on the back.
This has been one of the most popular designs, this one. And guess who designed this?
Is that you, Xander?
That's me.
So,
yeah.
have you always been artistic and creative, because there's certainly some creativity here, Xander. Or did you know it just comes out? Here it is, right?
You know, it took me a minute to make it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. This one was designed by Ava
okay.
in our class as well.
And this, that one, Sally, tell me about
yeah.
that one.
Ava designed this one
okay.
as well.
Okay.
Yeah. The paint stripe one.
All right.
This one, I think is this an XL? I think this might be a gift. Who's this for, Xander?
Yeah.
I think that's for Aaron.
That's
there we
for
go.
Aaron.
Yay.
Yay.
There
that's,
we go. Absolutely.
That's another design.
Check it out. That is, yeah, and I want to
so,
hold that up there so people
yeah.
can say, absolutely. How do you pick your material? Your tell me about that, Xander. Like the shirt, like the style, because mm-hmm. I have a lot of t-shirts, and some mm-hmm. I really like and some
yeah.
I don't like so much. So talk yeah. to me how you pick what you have.
We like to pick what people actually want to feel, mm-hmm. instead of only offering, you know, Gildan, only offering Vella Canvas.
Mm-hmm.
We have a variety for people to choose from.
Mm-hmm. It's important when you're in business to offer what people want.
Right. And
I mean, it is a very
basic let's
concept.
Be honest. A lot of people like the way things feel,
yes.
or don't feel.
Absolutely.
But I'm not a Gildan fan as far as the way they feel if I
yeah.
can afford
right.
like the Bella Canvas or other styles. So
well, I really appreciate this. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It's very nice.
We had to make sure you had more green.
Yeah.
And happy St. Patrick's Day,
yeah.
by the way.
Yeah, by yeah. the way. Thank you. And green.
Yes.
So you're kind of covered at it.
We're covered. East Mills is covered.
You're set for today. So you've designed the website.
Mm-hmm.
You're sourcing your shirts that you like that feel that what people want to wear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably terming that
no, yeah,
incorrectly. What people want to wear. Original designs. And your staff or your students
mm-hmm.
are doing all of this work.
Yes. And then they're taking a look on the back end, Aaron,
mm-hmm.
as far as what we order. Did we get the product in that we ordered? Did we get it with a good quality in mind? And if not, we have to contact customer service. We have to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some orders placed before where the shirt didn't come in when we thought it was going to come in. So what did we have to do for that?
We had to call the customer, let them know, apologize, say sorry, we'll have it in.
All real world application.
Right, this which is very hard for teenagers, Aaron, to talk on the phone or even think about
yeah.
talking to others sometimes.
So, Sally, we are visiting, by the way, Sally Stokes with us, the business teacher at East Mills Community School District, among other things, FBLA, mm-hmm. which ties perfectly into this. Xander Peterright with me, a junior. How many other students are there involved in this process?
Three others, along with Xander.
Okay. Well, will you continue this year round?
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the school district has been gracious. Our school board is very forward thinking, as you know, with all
yeah.
of the improvements we've done at the
a
district.
Lot. You've a done lot. A lot.
And we got our brand new track ready to go, Aaron.
Are you ready?
Oh, man. Yeah. Junior high track starts today. So, yeah, we've got a lot going on, and the school board was very, they were very cautious with a lot of this in the beginning. They asked me a lot of questions. I had to go and present the idea.
Yep.
And they made a video on, you know, why we needed it, what we wanted to do with it, and got a little bit of student feedback in the video as well, and some teacher feedback, too.
Yeah.
You know, the teachers were like, yeah, we would totally order from you guys if we had something, because we just don't have
right.
a clothing store for right. East Mills gear.
And so do you just see an expansion of product line going forward?
Yeah,
so
before we leave school in May, we will already have our football volleyball designs ready. That way, right when we come back in August, whoever's in my class
mm-hmm.
will be able to take over, and we can have those items printing as needed, and we'll just continue each season for sports
and
activities.
And then will you expand into, say, maybe jackets, coats, or to
yeah.
athletic apparel for like pants and that sort of stuff as well?
Well, it'll be based on affordability, right?
Right.
But yeah, we can offer anything at this point that any of the other brands offer. So we have the same vendors.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, that's not anything different, right? Everybody usually uses the same vendors.
Yeah.
Wholesalers, they're called.
Yeah.
That provide these sweatshirts, quarter zips, etc. It just depends on the affordability, because there's a brand out there called Comfort Colors. Everyone loves it, but it's expensive. You know,
mm-hmm.
wholesale price is like $35 for this. Well, that's very difficult to, you know, have people pay $60 for
right.
an item right now.
Right.
So
I suppose if you had enough demand
budgets.
For it.
Oh, yeah.
Then you would certainly go there, right?
Yeah. And we can order one ofs.
Yeah.
Just so people are aware. If you want that, or what was the brand you had told me to source? Iron?
Iron Oak Apparel.
Iron Oak. Like,
yeah.
I need to look into that, right? Like, we need to check
They're
that out.
They're kind of pricey.
And, right?
Admittedly so, but yeah.
Some people want
yeah.
a higher quality item.
So then, okay, so let's go to the next part. So we've developed the website.
Mm-hmm.
We have our product, original designs. Your pricing, your
mm-hmm.
selling, customer service, profitability. Are you looking at profit margins? Are you looking at what happens with the profit? What happens? Where does it go? What do we do with it?
All the money goes back into the school with Clawmark Clothing and Emaze. Kind of helps us out, gets extra money for our school.
Yeah. This is win-win.
Well, what we did was we decided with Emaze, if you take 100% of the item, 50% of the price goes back to Emaze, 25% goes back to Clawmark, and then the other 25% goes back to the entity in which that design is for. So if it's a track design, that goes to the track department.
Everybody wins.
Well, that's the point.
Yeah.
That's the point, is that Emaze, you know, decided that they would do that. And Clawmark, obviously, the money goes back into an account so we can afford maybe a new press.
Yeah.
You know, there's needs.
Again, that goes to the whole concept of running a business, reinvestment back into your business, correct? Mm-hmm. So I love it.
Thanks.
I think that is so cool. I had no idea, and it's just now launching.
Just now.
Okay.
So you need to, as an East Mills parent, come to parent teacher conferences.
When would that
be? Yeah, that's this Thursday. So, and we will be live all day. So you can come to Mrs. Stokes's room. That's where our headquarters are. So you can come to my room all day from 8 to 8. We're there, Aaron. 12 hours, and they can come and see all the products and order, and we'll make it right there, and it'll be hot and fresh off the press.
I like it a lot.
We're hoping that everything is on our website by Thursday. Xander and I are going to work diligently with the other classmates to get everything that we have for designs on the website by Thursday for opening launch.
Has it been fun, Xander? Are you having a good time with
it? Oh, yeah. It's been fun. It's an experience that I haven't had before.
Yeah.
Obviously, I've had jobs in retail, but this is kind of different in the clothing kind of business.
Yep.
It's definitely a nice experience to have.
And you get input is the kind of the cool thing, right? I mean, you're helping develop the business literally from the ground up. So, all right. Very cool. Again, Sally Stokes with me this morning, the business teacher. What else? You fulfill other roles, Sally. Tell me what they are at East Mills.
Coach.
Yes.
I coach two different sports currently.
Yeah.
So I'm junior high boys basketball.
Yep.
And then junior high girls and boys track.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
FBLA advisor.
FBLA advisor.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. You're busy.
Well, everybody in schools are. Yeah. You know, we all have to take on different roles and different hats. And obviously, this is not, you don't get paid extra for this kind of thing. But to me, that's not why I do it.
Yeah.
I have a lot of real world experience and a lot of failures. An experience too that has created,
which is part of
all
of
this knowledge. Yep,
part of it, by the way. So,
yep.
Very cool. Well, I'm excited. I had no idea that you were doing this, so it's very cool.
Thank you.
And hopefully, we can talk about it again at some point in time. So,
yeah.
But you can go to clawmarkclothing.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's under construction. You hope to have it finished by Thursday.
Right. We'd love to have that
keep checking back.
Right, because all season, you know, every year, it will always be updated with our newest designs and things like that. So
very cool. Xander, what else do we need? And again, Xander Peterite with me, a junior with East Mills. What else do we need to touch on, Xander, that we haven't touched on yet this morning? Go to clawmarkclothing.com.
Go to Clawmark.
And give us feedback. You know, I mean, we appreciate feedback. That's important to students.
You mentioned I could do one. Can I do a completely custom kind of thing? I mean, if I want this kind of shirt and I want, you know, Xander help me put a design together, but it would be like a one of. We can do that.
Absolutely.
Cool. I like it.
Absolutely.
I think it's cool.
Thanks.
All right. What else, Sally, do we need to say that we haven't said yet this morning?
We got a shout out to one of our students.
Happy birthday, Tyler Buckner. 17th birthday.
Tyler Buckner, 17. Happy birthday, Tyler.
Got a big day for him.
He's
one of our friends at East Mills. And that's kind of it. Yeah, just come to parent-teacher conferences. It's very important that you discuss things with your teachers and stuff like that.
So. I say, and I'm going to continue to say because I believe it is true, that it's so easy to stay in contact with people today through all of the digital form. But that in-person, face-to-face contact with my student and my teacher is the best way to have those conversations, I think.
We appreciate it as teachers. We like seeing that the parents care and are involved. Even if your kid is a straight-A student, you know, we still like discussing things with you. And we're there 12 hours on Thursday, 8 to 8. Can't miss us.
Go talk to your teacher and order a t-shirt.
That's right.
Make it a great day.
Thank you
nice
so much, KCSI.
It. Make it a great day. Sally Stokes and Xander Peterite with me this morning from the Southwest, from the East Mills Community School District.
Up in the morning and out to school.
That's going to do it for today's school update here on Country Sunshine Radio.